Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up this week with former Sherrard High School teacher, coach, and athletic director Brady Stromquist. He's been at the Woodstock North up in the northern Illinois. He's coming back to western Illinois, the 1991 Cambridge High School grad. He has been hired as the assistant principal down at Monmouth Roseville High School, and we caught up with Brady Stromquist via phone line earlier this week.
It's nice to be back in the area, see familiar faces, go to all the former Olympic Conference stops and Lincoln Trail stops and all those types of places. It'll be exciting to see some people again.
So tell us what you've been doing since you left Sherrard. Was that just like last year? It seems like that you left Sherrard, or how long ago was that?
Just finishing my fifth year as the athletic director at Woodstock North High School. It's a school of about 950 students up in northeastern Illinois. So we're about 15 minutes from the Wisconsin border and about as far north as you can get in the state.
Well, and compare and contrast your time at Sherrard with your time at the school you're at right now. What similarities, what differences? Just tell us how that played out.
Similarity-wise, I've done all the AD stuff, and that's kind of been all I've done. I've been involved with some assistant principal stuff, which is where I'm headed back towards in Monmouth Roseville, being an assistant principal there with Mr. Ewing, and I'll be working with Coach Adolph soon and some of the other staff members there. But here at Woodstock North, I've been a full-time AD for the last 5 years, managing all of our athletic programs. We've got 22 programs, counting a couple co-op programs that we split with Woodstock High School. So that part of it will be a little smaller school going back to Monmouth. But it's been a good run here, and it's been something that after the last couple of years of having some family things go on, that we decided we wanted to relocate back to closer home to family.
Well, and I guess the good thing for you is you're kind of familiar with the landscape a little bit. Now, I know Monmouth Roseville's in kind of a strange situation. They play in the track on the big school side, the Three Rivers Conference in football, but then in the West Central Conference for basically all of the other sports. But you kind of know the traditions of, you were probably at Sherrard when it was the Monmouth Zippers, and then it became the Monmouth Roseville Titans. So you know all about that, I guess.
Yep, that's spent 17 years at Sherrard, so I'm pretty familiar with the lay of the land there, and I hope that there's anything I can do to, put Monmouth Roseville back in the one conference type of situation, which I think would be better. That'd be great, but I don't know, haven't been around there for a while, so I'm not sure who the power players are and those types of things, but I know, they've been successful in a lot of things, and they've got a lot of good kids, and they've got good leadership there, so I'm looking forward to being part of that group.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing. I think the people, it sounds like, that they want down there is to kind of have a uniform conference identity, and it's tough to get that when you play one conference football, and then you play a completely different bunch of schools for all other sports.
Absolutely. I remember when we left, when the Olympic first went away, and then we went to the West Central Conference, and then we jumped from the West Central Conference to the Big Rivers Conference, and I was part of all those types of meetings, so you're right. For school, it's much better if you can stay consistent with who you're playing and build those rivalries and traditions and some of those things. So I imagine last few years have been pretty tough for not only Monmouth, but Illini West and West Central and some of the other schools down there.
So 17 years at Sherrard and then 5 years here at your latest stop, 22 years in education.
Yep.
What do you still like about interscholastic athletics? Still a good thing?
To me, it's still the best thing. I mean, there's nothing better than, watching your kids compete, watching your kids do great things. And even when they lose the game, maybe they should have won. It's, how do they react and move on? And just watching them be successful both on and off the court or the field, it's the best part about it. We won for the first time in our history of Woodstock North. We won some postseason stuff. We won a couple of volleyball regional championships, a boys basketball regional championship, and we hadn't done that ever since the school opened in 11 years, and watching them hold the plaque for the first time was a pretty incredible feeling.
Well, and we talk about 7 degrees of separation in high school sports, and it's probably less than that, right? Because you're coming back, yep. And I think you were with Brady Stromquist was with Jeff Ewing at one time,
yep.
At Girard, and now together at Monmouth Roseville, right? So
yep.
You cross paths with a bunch of different people. That's for sure, and you're going to renew some acquaintances, I know, with the track football conference. That's for sure.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Jeff and I coached football at Girard for quite a few years together, and he taught PE and I was a teacher business, and our history runs deep there, so we're looking forward to getting to work with him again and coaching against Adolphson when he was at Boulder Rock Ridge and Monmouth Roseville were both good times, so I know him real well. And some of the other staff members that have coached track down at Monmouth Roseville I've crossed paths with, so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing some of those faces again.
All right, again, talking with Brady Stromquist, grew up in Cambridge, spent 17 years at Girard as a coach and a teacher, and now 5 years at Woodstock North as an AD, coming back to Monmouth Roseville as next school year. So, you know, wrapping your arms around this COVID-19 pandemic and how it has impacted, you know, spring sports especially, and I know the tail end of winter sports with 3A, 4A basketball, and then the 1A, 2A state tournament series for boys basketball getting canceled. Man, strange stuff, and then just trying to figure out what is going to become of a schedule, and I know that's a big if right now, if play resumes in a spring sports season. Crazy, though, isn't it?
It has been. I've been shooting some emails off to some neighboring conferences, just kind of getting that plan together. If in some way, shape, or form we're able to put a spring season together, what's everybody going to do so we can kind of, you know, just work on plotting some type of schedule together if we're able to do so. So hopefully for our senior's sake, we get to do that. But unfortunately, you know, it doesn't look good at this point in time, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and still hope.
Again, congratulations to former Girard High School teacher, coach, and athletic director Brady Stromquist, also, of course, a 1991 Cambridge High School grad, recently named assistant principal at Monmouth Roseville High School, coming back to Western Illinois. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.